Good morning, Audio Boo, and good morning, YouTube. Doing a dual recording with the GoPro Hero 3 Silver Edition and also my Zoom H1. And we're in Lathkildale. We're in Lathkildale down at the Weirs, and it's quite a nice day today, actually. A little bit cloudy. It's been raining all this morning, but myself, Ray and I, or my friend Ray and I, Ray's just over there, he's waving to those on camera. We thought we'd come a nice, gentle wander up Lathkildale today, record some audio, and make a quick video. So what I'm going to do is, if you're listening on audio, check out the video on YouTube, because I'm going to just show you how clear the water is here. I've got the waterproof cover on the back of the GoPro, and I'm about to throw it in the water now. Not literally throw it, but you know what I mean, don't you? It's quite deep here at the minute. I'm standing out on the top of one of the weirs, and in the water the camera goes. Absolutely crystal clear the water is. It's known for its visual clarity. So I'm going to take you off the weir now, and we're going to go towards one of the bigger weirs. I'm going to be using the audio from Zoom H1 on the GoPro. I'm going to jump over this section now. If I drop the GoPro, I will cry. I honestly will cry. So I need to be careful. The water underneath there. Absolutely crystal clear. How much do you think I'd cry if I lost the GoPro? But I would dive in after it. Obviously, I'd take my phone out of my pocket first. But I would definitely dive in after it. Stunning place, Lathkildale. And we're going to walk further up now to the very top of the dale. We're going to come back across. Let's clean the GoPro there. We're going to come across the top of Lathkildale there. We're going to climb along the limestone way and then down into Bradford Dale as the car is parked down at Alport. So right, join us in a short while and we'll see you soon. Welcome back. So we're further up the dale now, around about 20 minutes since the last little snippet that we recorded. And one of the most fascinating things about Lathkildale, other than its supreme natural beauty, is the fact that there's lots of mines up here. And we're just passing one at the moment, so I thought we'd head in. I've got the, just put the GoPro on. We're just putting the bag down there. It's quite low. Have you got a torch actually, Ray? Because I'm holding. How far down can we get? This is like, I can't actually see very far there. It looks like it may have caved in further down. Doesn't it? There could be. I'm looking for the cave trolls and troglodytes further down. Yeah.
You have to get your phone out and use that, could you?
Yeah. I'll put the, I'll try and hold the GoPro.
Let's try to switch my own. Technology.
Let's do this. Further down. It really drops down. It looks like it's been filled in actually.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you can so, tell it should be lower than that.
For those listening on audio, we've gone back around about, well, literally only a few metres. But further in, it looks like it's just been filled in, so you can't get any further down. But if we had a really strong torch, we'd probably be able to see all the way down there.
But been scratched,
it's all been hewn out by hand, hasn't it?
Looks like marble, isn't it? Mm.
It's quite smooth, isn't it? Yeah. I won't touch that because it looks like it's lots of.
I've just touched it.
It's looked like calcium, like builder, doesn't it? Right, so we're going to continue on down the dale now. Let's get a nice shot of your backside there, right?
Yeah.
Didn't know this was going to be an X-rated video. Right, let's continue on down the dale. Welcome back. We're at the point now where there's a bridge crossing the river, and we're going to head across in a moment anyway and join the Limestone Way. And there's quite a stiff climb out of the dale, and then it leads you back up onto the farmland. But how long have we been sitting here, Ray, do you think? 15, 20 minutes. And just enjoying some food and a nice coffee. Good idea that was, Ray, actually, to bring a coffee. Nice idea.
Best flash I've ever had, that.
It is, mate. The best coffee I've ever had in the wilds. And it's a good day. The sun has come out, shining down on us now. There is a slight breeze blowing down the hill towards us. It's quite cold, actually. But in the sun, when the breeze stops, it's lovely and warm. And to say it's February, ordinarily you'd be expecting to be absolutely freezing now, and expecting to be a light covering of snow. Absolutely stunning. I could honestly sit here for hours and just enjoy the tranquility and the sound of the river. We've seen a few people walking up and down the dale, but in the last, well, while we've been sat here, see, we've lost track of time.
Yeah.
20 minutes, half an hour. I bet it's longer than we think.
Yeah,
we've not seen anyone, really.
It's nice you can't hear anything apart from just the water, really.
Yeah. Welcome back. We're down in Bradford Dale now. The people watching on video will have just seen, well, just seen me throw the GoPro underwater for a moment or two there. I've got the waterproof back on the GoPro, so there is no danger of it getting wet. But obviously the sound recording ability of the GoPro is vastly impaired by the case on the back there. Although I've managed to find, well, I found out that using iMovie or Final Cut Pro on the Mac, you can enhance the sound so you can just about hear what's being said quite clearly, actually. Just about hear quite clearly. Is that not a contradiction? Either way. So, it's turning out to be a really beautiful day today, actually. The cloud is dispersing quite nicely, and we've got some beautiful blue sky. So, just further down here is the place where you can go wild swimming. I know, especially in Lethkill Dale, there are signs saying that you're not to go in the river, simply because they want to try and, to safeguard the water bird population. But this section here is a designated wild swimming spot. So it says swimming area to be used entirely at your own risk. Haddon Estate cannot accept any responsibility for any accident as a result of entering the river. Children may only use the swimming area if supervised by an adult. And then no diving or jumping. How deep do we reckon that is? And let's not test it by throwing me in, Ray. Yeah, I'd say at this point it's waist deep, isn't it? And then, yeah, should we get it? We've got some shorts of you. Right, I think it's coffee time.
Yeah.
Definitely coffee time. But people listening on Audioboo, I'll give you a link in the description to this video, and you'll be able to see the stunning day that it really has turned into. But it's beautiful. I know that if we'd have lived within close vicinity of this when we were younger, we'd have probably been down every day in summer. We used to be jumping in the River Amber, or getting on the bikes and heading over to Chatsworth and jumping out of the trees all day. Ah, the memories. What a day. Coffee time.